School meals have never won any awards for being healthy. Now, the Institute of Medicine, which advises Congress, is announcing recommendations that include limits on salt, fat, and calories. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Many school districts are trying to improve their breakfast and lunch menus with nutritious foods like oatmeal, turkey sandwiches, yogurt parfaits, and salad bars. But many menus still include things like fish sticks, nachos, pasta, and French fries. Now the Institute of Medicine says school menus should take another step forward and reflect more of what's been learned over the past decades about health and nutrition. Pediatrician Virginia Stallings headed the committee.
Using whole grains means the foods are less refined and they retain some of the natural vitamins and minerals and dietary fiber. Which is a particularly hard thing to get in children's diets. So by going to whole grain-rich products, we'll improve some of the nutritional intake and also the fiber intake.
So the recommendations say half of all grains served, that includes breads, muffins, and hamburger buns, should be whole grains. They also want to gradually decrease the amount of salt.
If you look at the sodium intake in the high school lunch, currently, it's about 1,600 milligrams. Over this period, we'd like to get that down to 740 milligrams per meal. So you can see that's more than a half reduction.
Schools that adopt the guidelines would limit trans fats and use low or non-fat milk products. Juice would no longer be counted as a fruit. Only whole fruits would count. And for the first time, there'd be a limit on calories per meal. It used to be that the goal of school nutrition was adequate nourishment. Now there's worry about obesity.
One of the choices will not always be French fries or always be corn, because those are only going to appear on the menu cycle every now and again.
It's all good, says Barry Sacken, a health consultant who's worked in the school food service field for over 30 years. The problem he sees is paying for it. Fresh items can be more expensive, says Sacken, especially in colder regions.
I live in Southern California. Access to fruits and vegetables, particularly fresh, almost year-round is much easier. Trying to find locally sourced fresh produce in the upper Midwest in the middle of January is virtually impossible.
The Institute of Medicine Committee estimates changes to make school menus more nutritious could cost 4% more for lunch and 18% more for breakfast. There are federal subsidies for lower-income children, but those subsidies are the same nationwide, and except for Hawaii and Alaska, they don't take into account regional differences in the cost of food. The recommendations will now be considered by the USDA, which oversees the nation's school lunch program, and Congress will ultimately decide whether to increase funding and adopt these changes. Patty Naiman, NPR News.